The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think Justin Verlander is a Hall of Famer.
I do, too.
He's
going to get his probably get his 200th win tonight.
It's so rare for a pitcher to be an MVP of the league. He's done that.
He's won a World Series. He's been in two of them now.
And I think he's got another 25, 30 wins in him before his career's over easy. So may win another World Series before his time's up here. He's got another year after this. And who knows? They may want to keep him around. I don't think he'll ever get around 300 anymore. But
I think the problem with the Cowboys, at least defensively, seems to be the same every single year. Saying they're more reliant on one player than anybody might be overkill. But when Sean Lee's healthy, they're pretty good. And when Sean Lee's not healthy, they're awful.
Yeah.
And Sean Lee's almost never healthy.
We had some stat where RJ brought up the numbers, yards per play and all this stuff that was so much better when he's in there. And I kind of think the same thing at running back. When Elliott's not in there, their offense just isn't the same.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. That's simple.
So simple.
Yeah. Basically, you get to see us stare at computers and talk.
Right.
It's basically what we're doing. But it looks good. It's a nice set. The set looks good.
Our ESPN balloons are gone. Well, they're still here. But
well, you penised them. So.
They're not on set anymore.
Hey, did you see the story about Heath Evans? About his being fired by NFL Network?
I did not.
I'd be kind of curious because putting on my management hat here, I probably would have paid this guy off. Apparently, he in a statement post, if you're not familiar with him, he was at NFL Network. He got taken off the air and then got fired because of a filing of a sexual harassment lawsuit that accused him and several other players of misconduct, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's on Twitter telling his side of the story.
Okay. Always the best forum for it.
And it says, he claims that the allegations made against me are simply not true, and I can prove it. He says that NFL Network strongly urged him not to mount a public defense, but instead to let them handle the allegations in a confidential manner and essentially trust them with his reputation. He said, I decided to honor their request and reluctantly agreed to remain silent. He says he first became made aware of the allegations in October 2017, weeks before it became part of a public filing in court. The Jamie Cantor was the one who sued them. And in her lawsuit, it said Evans sent nude pictures of himself on at least two occasions, that he constantly propositioned the plaintiff to have sex with him, and that he made several sexually inappropriate comments to the plaintiff, such as, you're making me horny, and I can't read the other one.
Okay.
But it's about getting in there.
Okay. About being in.
Yeah.
So it's a Peter Frampton song.
It's a Peter Frampton song, basically.
Yeah. And being very, you know, solid about it.
Okay.
So he said, I immediately told the network that approximately 2 years ago, my accuser and I had exchanged mutual flirtations that included her sending me and me sending her pictures of a sexual nature. I regret having engaged in the picture exchange. Nothing ever came of the mutual flirtations.
Who sent first?
Well, he doesn't say. He says she sent him, he sent her. But if it's unwanted, why is she sending him a nude picture?
It's a good question.
Does
he have her nude that he can post?
Apparently he does.
Tell him to post it on Twitter and then I'll believe him.
No, I think he's, the first play for the Giants making the Browns look like the Browns.
Oh, that's pretty brownie.
Yeah, somebody was asking about the Browns earlier. You think now with Dorsey there, would they be an up-and-coming team in the next few years? I don't know
We did the thing the other day where they lost all the...
Well, that's sort of preseason. Browns being Browns, but God, Saquon Barkley looks like...
It's preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the reality is, I don't know that they drafted well this year with Dorsey there. And they basically, what was it, their last 9 first-round picks are no longer there? Can't win like that.
Yeah.
It's going to take a couple of years to get... I don't know how much talent they have. I don't know that Baker Mayfield's ever going to amount to anything. I don't like that they didn't take Bradley Chubb when they had the chance. But we'll see. All right. Anyway, getting back to this. He said he provided the network with their texts, turned over his current and old cell phone, and participated in their discovery process. After providing the NFL Network with the evidence, the network kept me on the air and seemingly went to bat for me. And he says, when reports came out that they had settled the lawsuit with my accuser, they immediately started threatening to fire me with cause if I wouldn't sign their silencing agreements. In exchange for signing, they offered to pay out my contract and allow me to handle the language in my resignation letter. After refusing to sign their silencing agreements multiple times, they fired me July 27th. So he basically says, I tried to explain to the NFL Network, my name and reputation mean too much to me for me to cave to their threats and not clear my name. So I will be presenting information that tells the whole truth, which apparently the NFL doesn't want the public to know. The whole truth will include experiences not only pertaining to my accuser, but also other women who work at the NFL Network and what they may have been subjected to. Dude, and have had to endure in order to keep the jobs they have worked their entire careers for. The truth may surprise you.
So can we agree that the NFL Network has a culture problem?
Yeah, it
appears so. This is happening over and over and over again with several different people. I mean, is it possible that the NFL Network, that, like, or the NFL just says, you know what, maybe the NFL Network's not the best idea?
No, I mean...
Or do you just clear everybody out and say, listen, we've got a zero tolerance policy?
You mean like the Astros have?
Well, yeah.
that's another phrase that people should never use, along with due diligence. You never use zero tolerance, because then there's always something that you have to say, well, maybe we do this. Well, I think in this case, if there was a mutual relationship and that they both sent each other nudes, it's hardly sexual harassment.
I'm kind of with you.
And I'll be curious to see what happens with this, but if he starts blowing up other people that haven't been fired yet, then NFL Network's going to wish
they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, they had just gone ahead and written him a nice check. But we'll see. And it doesn't mean that he's not guilty either.
Right.
But, I mean, I do think in some of these, it's kind of good to get the other side. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
You want the latest update from your daughter's Twitter feed?
No, I don't. Go ahead. What the hell?
I want to know how this makes you feel, good or not good. I really want to have faith in guys, but every single day another one does something to disappoint me. I mean, you could look at it as... Maybe that means she's going to get rid of her boyfriend, her man, as she calls him, which means that, you know, if they're thinking about, you know, doing that thing that kids do, then that would be delayed. And if they've already done that thing, that stops. So that's a good thing, right? But you also don't want guys to disappoint your daughter. So I'm curious your thoughts. What's the emotion that goes through?
I have no opinion.
No opinion.
No, none whatsoever. That's one of those vague things that a 16-year-old tweets out.
Okay.
That's too vague for me to have an opinion. She also retweeted your picture.
Oh, well, that's a good picture to retweet.
Of you in the pens. Oh, boy. Lord help me.
She has another tweet within the last minute.
Yeah.
Hating the people you hate is such a waste of energy and passion. Put that into loving the people you love instead. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's kind of a...
That's a chic tweet.
It's you know what it is? It's one of those Arian Foster fortune cookie tweets. Yeah. So, okay, so she had Chinese food today. That's what that tells me.
All right.
All right, guys. Hey, if you're spending too much money on your credit cards... Well, how about this? LightStream can help you refinance with a credit card consolidation loan. And the cool thing is, if you've got good credit, you can
maybe save hundreds, maybe save thousands of dollars, depending on how much that you have on those credit cards. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 18% APR. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. So you could jump on there right now and start saving money. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. And again, depending on how much you have on those cards, you could be saving thousands of dollars. That's just way too much to be paying in interest. And that's where LightStream can help, because you're going to save just off of the percentage. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
You can use much more.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I thought I heard thunder outside, so I went and looked at the Mega Doppler. No, we're fine. Still 45 south of Conroe. That's not good. But looks like it's winding down out there. Peyton Girl Texas says maybe she wasn't impressed by his nude, asked him to stop, and he didn't, and that would make it harassment, LOL.
All right.
I have kind of a policy on this. Just don't do nudes. Especially if you work with somebody, don't be doing that.
Yeah, bad idea to exchange them.
Yeah, and besides, nobody wants to see. I mean, you could be sending them anyone's penis. It's like nobody, you know.
Yeah.
Big Dog says he thinks there should be a daily segment featuring Fred's daughter's Twitter feed.
Oh, there might be. I mean, that's why I brought it up today.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to feel like...
I do like to get your reaction. And I know you don't always give it on the air, but it is very good for live stream because the consternation on your face is visible, which makes me happy.
That's why I just look down at my computer so you can't see my consternation.
Oh, I see it, though. I don't care. If they can't see it, that's fine.
I
get to see it.
I feel like I'm starting to understand how Wayne Gretzky must feel. I'll just say that.
I don't think think she's that bad.
But I'm pretty sure Paulina Gretzky started out this way.
Well, maybe.
It's just kind of, well, what do you do? 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, a bunch of games tonight, so hopefully everybody will think their team is the best in the league after tonight. It's like even the ones that lose. All right, you want to do sports or non-sports here? I kind of feel like we've been very sportsy today.
Have we been very sportsy? It feels that way, but I didn't know. Like sometimes I feel like I'm a bad gauge of that because until football starts, I mean, I'm okay not talking about sports at all. But
yeah, but. I think some people are at least...
Like the first hour, we definitely were not very sportsy.
That's true. That was very music-y. But I think we've been pretty sportsy ever since, except for the gym of the day with the thoroughbred chick. Yeah. Which, of course, her being a thoroughbred kind of makes it sports. You know what? Let's take Avery's call.
Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you.
Hey, man. I know you guys just probably finished not talking about sports, but I have a question real quick. Me and my brother keep going back and forth about J.J. Watt. I know he had about like 4 years or whatever, those numbers that no one's seen from a defensive player like that, but he thinks he's a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famer. Let's say he doesn't, you know, when he comes back, doesn't live up to what he used to was, and if he stops how he is now, do y'all think he's a Hall of Famer? I just want to get y'all's take on that, see what y'all think.
Yeah, that's tough because, I mean, it gets into that discussion of, you know, how long do you have to do something to be, because he's had basically three great seasons, like otherworldly seasons, and one pretty good season. I don't know if that's Hall of Fame worthy, but man, those three seasons, and it's not like he sucked in 2013, but 2012, 2014, 2015 are three of probably the best defensive seasons you'll ever see. So it makes it tough for me. Like, I guess it brings the question, if J.J. Watt's a Hall of Famer, it means Calvin Johnson's a Hall of Famer, right?
Different positions. And I don't think you can – now, I think Calvin Johnson should be a Hall of Famer, but I also think that that's one where you look at all the guys he's up against there.
Yeah.
And I would just say this. I think J.J.'s in no matter what happens because Terrell Davis got in. And that would be the comp I would make, even though different position. I just said that. But from the standpoint of a couple of fantastic MVP-type years, now he did win Super Bowls too.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that helped get him over the top. But I think he'll get in. I really do.
I mean, well.
Especially since you know how those old guys
even
are.
If he can, but even if he can have a couple of 2013-type seasons, like
yeah, I think
solid seasons.
I think one more really good year would get him in for sure. I think he's in anyway because, you know, they like guys like that.
Oh, because he's a nice guy.
He's out in the community, off the field. So, yeah, I think he's in. See, that was sporty.
There it was.
Sports there. Bill Snyder's going to keep coaching for a few more years.
Yeah, well,
assuming
you
he
play
lives.
What are the odds? What are the odds he just dies before he retires?
He just beat cancer.
That's true. He's so old, though.
He is. Boy, talk about a program, though, that's going to completely fall off the map whenever
he dies.
But
you know what? He's 78. Honestly, if you'd asked me, I would have guessed older. Like, he looks old. I feel like he was 78 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I would have thought he's in his 90s by now.
It's crazy. But, I mean, it's if the guy can still get out there and do it, then by all means, get out there and do it. You know, Mike Krzyzewski's in his 70s, and none of us act like he's going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, he could die.
He could. He's in his 70s. Like, once you're in your... you may have different thoughts on this because you're starting to reach the age of imminent mortality, but I feel like once you hit 65, you need to have it in your mind that this could end any day. Like, this is...
Yeah, probably. I kind of feel like 63 is my number because that's what my dad made it to, and all the males in my family have died pretty young.
Right.
So that's kind of the number I'm setting it at.
But if you do make it to 65, like you're on red alert, right? Like you realize, like, hey, every day that I get is, you know.
I kind of feel that way now, though. I enjoy every day.
It's an upset.
Mm. It's not an upset. I mean, the way, but that's
it's not an upset for you now, but I think if you make it past 65, every day will be an upset.
Well, I mean, the way science is now, they can cure almost anything. And by the time I'm 65, they may have found a cure for every cancer. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just think about where we are now versus where we were. I mean, people are living longer for a reason. And at some point, I'm going to get myself back into pretty good shape here. So, I don't know. I don't know how I'll feel when I get to 60. If I get to 65, I'll feel like I won.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'll be, you know, I don't know if I'll be thinking about death. Just don't know. I don't know where I'll be.
You will be.
I don't know.
Or you'll have Alzheimer's. You won't be thinking about anything. You'll just be drooling.
Well, I think that'll happen at some point, but it's not. I don't know that it'll happen that soon. It's only 12 years away, man.
Yeah.
So, and 12 years ago, I think back to then. Well, but 12 years ago, I was in fantastic shape when I was 41. I weighed about 190. I was like, I was also.
Because I've known you for how many years now? Nine?
About nine, yeah.
You went downhill in those 3 years.
I did. Went way downhill. I don't even know if I have photos from then. But you know, I've been striving.
I'll ask your old coworkers for the nudes you sent them.
Yeah, I don't think any of they were the ones. Never mind. I don't even want to get into that.
You're saying the Chronicle wasn't the NFL Network back
then? I think the statute of limitations has expired. Having said that, I feel like to comment on anything would be
fair
would
enough.
Not be in my best interest.
I get it.
At least on air. Be happy to tell you some stories off air. There was a lot of writing going on.
Yeah.
And that's where...
That's where do you go to ride now?
It's
Republic Harley Davidson, yeah. Of course. They are the best in the business when it comes to customer support. They've got an entire team to support the valued customer. That's you. And they pride themselves on having well-trained experts that strive for customer satisfaction. Come on in. Visit the friendly, reliable, and experienced staff. They've been in business since 2001. They've got all the latest models of Harley Davidson, as well as a vast selection of pre-owns. And this is the month to get it, because right now, they've got the tent sale going on. I guess it's not right now just yet, but this month, August 13th through the 18th, they'll have a massive tent sale going on out at Republic. And you will get the absolute minimum price on any used bike. Or if you want to go big boy, you want to buy a new bike, you've been thinking about buying a new Harley, and your wife's like, I don't think you should buy a new Harley. I think we should take a trip instead. We should go on vacation to Hawaii. That sounds just like your wife, right? Well, guess what? You buy a new Harley from Republic Harley Davidson in August, they're going to give you a trip for two to Hawaii. So now you're happy, she's happy, everybody's happy. Do it. Last bike night of the summer coming up Thursday, August 16th from 6 to 9. You can register to win a new 2018 Harley Davidson motorcycle. That winner is going to be drawn the last bike night in October. Let us show you why Republic's Houston's number one Harley dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open online at republichd.com.
I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks. Gonna break the bank, gonna run the five more.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You mentioned this off air, but a pretty good point by Lamont. Is Bryant Cushing on a squad, or is he in some basement shooting? Yeah, nobody's picked that guy up. I know he went to Seattle and talked to them, but I imagine that if somebody, he's probably one of those guys that when there's an injury, he'll get a chance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nobody misses him either.
I know. I just hadn't even thought of him.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still alive. Hey, I have a little question for you.
Okay.
Let's say you're visiting Dubai.
Okay.
And
wouldn't happen.
Well, you got to go to Dubai for some reason. And you're rich. Also not going to happen. But let's say you get the opportunity to, you know, if you're going to rent a car, you get to rent a Lamborghini.
Okay. I would never fit in a Lamborghini, but
$270,000 car.
Yeah, this is not feasible for me. None of this is going to happen to me, but I'll play along.
Okay. How many thousands of dollars in fines do you think you could rack up for speeding?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll go, I'm sure in Dubai they're probably harder on criminals than they are here.
Yeah, I think they chop your hands off for speeding there.
I'm going to go $10,000.
Okay, and you would be incorrect because Farah Hashi, 25 years old from England, over $40,000 in fines.
Oh, boy. Damn. What was he doing?
Basically, he rented the car and he borrowed the car, $270,000 car, and proceeded to speed through Dubai. He broke the speed limit 33 times, racing up to speeds of 150 miles an hour. Refuses to pay the fine, so now he can't get out of Dubai.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, the car company has his passport and refused to give it back. So his brother was flying out to try to help. But, yeah, he said ever since he was a young boy, Farah has been mad about cars. Apparently, he's disabled. He has one leg shorter than the other.
Oh, well, that's a good excuse.
And
I mean, maybe his gas pedal foot was longer than his
apparently some friends
brake pedal foot.
That would be my defense.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's going
to
work.
I was trying to slow down, but I just couldn't reach.
Says some friends had invited him out for a holiday, and they own the Lamborghini. They have a car showroom in Dubai, and asked him if he wanted to drive it. It was only when they got back to the showroom that they asked him for his passport because he'd incurred the fines. His brother says they're the owners of the vehicle and they should have to pay the fines. I'd say, bleep you, pal.
Right.
We were trying to do your boy a solid, Mr. One Leg Shorter Than the Other. And he's going to rack up 40 grand in fines. He says, I'm flying out there today to try to sort this mess out. He has a partner and a young son who missing him desperately. Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that before you decided to go and play AJ Foyt.
Yeah. Bad call.
Yeah. He was staying at the posh Five Palm Jumeirah Hotel and Resort.
How fast did he get up to?
I think I mentioned that earlier. It was in the top of the story. I think 150 miles per hour.
Okay.
All right. I got to say, if you're going to be
it's
in
a good. It's not great. It's,
yeah. If you're going to be in a Lamborghini in speed, I think you should be able to do better than 150. I think that would be the minimum I would be trying to do.
I'd be looking for 180.
Yeah. I think about 180 is the right speed there. Somebody who drives Lamborghinis can tell us whether or not that's possible.
Yeah, I don't drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah, me either. But, yeah, so they've got his passport and they won't let him out. So I gave him a $270,000 car. I'm afraid he's trying to get away without paying his debt. A Lamborghini Huracan can hit speeds of up to 200 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. 180, I would go.
Yeah, 180. I'm not going all the way to 2, but it can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles an hour in just 3.4 seconds. The car he has at home, a Vauxhall Corsa, takes 15 seconds to reach 60 miles an hour and has a top speed of 101.
Yeah. I'm going to go. This adds to the list of reasons why I won't go to Dubai. Also add to the list why I don't drive a Lamborghini. Also add to the list why I have two legs that are the same length and like it that way.
Yeah, that's probably okay.
Yeah.
Squeeze in a call real quick. Manny.
Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, guys, listen. I was stationed in Al Dhafra Air Base, which is right outside of Dubai. It kind of makes like a triangle with Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and then where I was stationed. And we had Toyota 4Runners back in 2001 that you could sign out. You had to have 6 people go, and we could take trips into Abu Dhabi or Dubai. Obviously, we had to be back before sundown, but I can tell you, the trips from Al Dhafra to Abu Dhabi to Dubai, and they were just straight, flat. I mean, and we talked about it. We're like, man, if we had a car that, could go, this would be the place to do it. And we went down one weekend, and of course, the senior ranking official in the car drives. There's no choice. Whoever's the highest rank gets to drive. Well, we got hit. We got T-boned in downtown Dubai because there's no rules to the road there. It's crazy. They actually arrested the 6 of us, put us in jail, confiscated the 4Runner, and we spent 2 days in a Dubai jail.
Oh.
And they finally decided to release us and not charge us with anything. I don't know what they were to charge us with. It wasn't our fault. We got hit. We received no medical attention. And I was there for another 4 months after that happened because I actually got stuck over there when 9/11 happened. And the night I was leaving, we still hadn't received our 4Runner back from being confiscated by the Dubai police.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to foreign countries, man.
Talk about a crazy, crazy situation.
Yeah. Everyone says, oh, you're missing out on so much when you refuse to travel. Dude, I'm telling you, this is what happens. I mean, granted, you shouldn't be an idiot driving 150 miles an hour, but...
Yeah.
That guy doesn't sound like he was doing anything wrong.
No. I told you I've met the ruler of Dubai, right?
No.
Sheikh Mohammed?
No.
Before he was the ruler, he was like a prince and big time horse racing guy, right?
Right.
Had owned a bunch of horses, would come to the Breeders' Cup every year. And there was one year he showed up and he had this entourage around him. And so we were on the backstretch. I don't remember who I was looking for, but we saw him, walked over there, introduced myself, and a friend of mine was with me. And he just sat there and chatted for about 10 minutes and then had one of his guys bring us these really expensive Godolphin jackets because they own Godolphin stables.
Okay.
As a gift, which at the time I couldn't accept because the Chronicle was a bitch about that.
Oh.
So in retrospect, that's the kind of thing I should have just taken it and never told anyone. Yeah. But I had all these ethics and stuff.
Stupid.
But
now you know.
Yeah.
That's all hogwash.
Yeah. Now, if I ran into him now and he offered me one, I'm like, yeah, can I have one for my friends too? But yeah. So, all right. Well, I may not have a great Godolphin jacket, but I've got great other stuff thanks to Arrows Medical Group. And guys, this place is fantastic. They're Texas based. They're new to Houston, and they're bringing a new type of regenerative medicine that can help you with all sorts of problems. And I mean, ED is the big thing, but they can also help with low T, hair loss. And the thing about ED is like nobody wants to talk about it. And you may not even know that you're not performing as well as you were. I didn't. And then I went in there, and they've got this new technology that's so fantastic, made all the difference in the world. And the cool thing about it is you go in there, you don't feel like you're a patient. You don't feel like you're just somebody they're trying to run through the process. You know, they really do put personal care into everybody that goes in there. And I consider those guys friends. We had a great time when they came to our party last week. You know, Dr. Ike. It's Sean and Shane. I mean, they're terrific people who just want to help you make your life better. And they're going to help you find a way to do it. Free consultation. Go and find out whether they can help. If they can't, they'll tell you. And they've got an awesome man cave. They're going to start having poker on Thursday nights. I'm going to get out there for some of that. Give them a call today. I promise you, it will make a difference in your life. 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. And if you sign up online or if you call them, use promo code FRED, 30% off any treatment. Go and get that free consultation today. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek God.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Don't miss the GT Sports Marketing Sports Card and Interactive Show this weekend at the George R. Brown Convention Center featuring 15 of the world champion Houston Astros, including Altuve, Springer, Correa, and Bregman, plus football superstars Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, and more. Such as MMA, UFC fighters, celebrity chefs, and American Idol finalists, soccer and martial arts for kids, and lots more. Tickets and details available at gtsportsmarketing.com. Also, make sure you check out Sports Map for sports on the rocks. Let's do a little hopping on Hollywood.
Let's do it. Sometimes the Oscars are a little hoity-toity, as we know.
They're a lot hoity-toity.
Sometimes there's films that normal people watch that don't get much attention at the Oscars.
Like, say, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Well, the Oscars are introducing a new category for Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Three changes approved on Tuesday by the Academy's Board of Governors, which means films are popular with the public, less popular with critics, will have a better chance to win an Oscar. Superhero films such as Black Panther are among those which could now stand a much better chance of being recognized during awards season. So that's, you know, in previous years, films that have done well at the box office like Mamma Mia, Avatar, the Mission Impossible franchise have been, quote, snubbed by the Oscars. But we could see this start to change. So
pretty much all the Fast and Furious movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vin Diesel deserves an Oscar, right?
I think so.
I think we can all agree on that.
And he should have won it for The Pacifier.
Right.
That's the one he really should have gotten it for. But
James Gunn, who you would think, it's like, man, things are going really bad for James Gunn, right? Well, good news. He's okay. He's going to be all right. He was fired by Disney from Guardians of the Galaxy 3. But apparently, now there are several top producers and executives dangling big film projects to Gunn. He is the hottest free agent on the market now. So good job, Disney.
Boy, if I'm DC, I go after him.
I would too.
Yeah, that's just me.
I'd work with him in a heartbeat, says one senior executive at a rival studio. Like the dozen or so execs and producers that they spoke with, this exec asked to remain anonymous because Gunn is not permitted to entertain other offers while his negotiation to exit Disney is ongoing. So once that's resolved, expect to see Mr. Gunn get himself a pretty good job and make some pretty good money once again. So let's not feel too bad for the guy. He's not doing Guardians 3.
Yeah, I feel bad about that, though, because I thought he did a great job with the other two. And now I kind of feel like Guardians 3 is not going to be as good.
Yeah. We talked a little while back about Margot Kidder, who passed away recently. And she was Lois Lane in the old Christopher Reeve Superman films. Turns out she died from an intentional drug and alcohol overdose.
Yeah,
according to the coroner, they've determined the cause of her death, and it was a suicide. Which is, you never want to lose that one. You never want to go out that way. Like when they're like, okay, we're doing an investigation, and then that's why. It's like, oh.
Yeah, remember when she died, they were saying she died peacefully in her sleep?
Yeah, that's what they said. And it's like, well, she died peacefully with, you know, a bottle of tequila and 50 Ambiens. Mm. So, what are you going to do? And then the Lindsay Lohan, who we haven't heard from in some time, she says that women speaking out about the hashtag MeToo deal, those women are made to look weak by sharing their sexual abuse stories, and that some who came forward did so for attention. She's not team MeToo.
No.
She's Harvey Weinstein, of course. Lindsay came to his defense last year, and now she's getting back into it. It's not a popular position to take, for sure. So,
I wonder what other popular positions she took with him.
Oh, no.
Ba-dum-bum.
I would guess the most popular position, if you were Weinstein, would be doggy, so you wouldn't have to look at him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way to go. Missionary, I mean, you're looking right at it. Ugh.
Yeah, that's...
But she said, I feel very, very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. He never harmed me or did anything to me. We've done several movies together. I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. So stand up. And that, Fred,
Hashtag not me too.
Not me too. And that is Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
All right. Well, I'm hoping to get home in time to
check some Texans out.
Yep. Check out some Texans. I have some comments tomorrow.
Yep.
On a game that means nothing. But... I just really want to see how Deshaun Watson looks, and you know, some of the other injured guys. I just want to see him get a series.
Yep.
And then, you know, go work on your depth. That's what these things are for. Baker Mayfield's out there now for your Browns.
Oh yeah.
Are you excited?
Well, they've got the lead. It looks like.
Yeah. Well, that was Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, okay.
But he did throw a nice pass on the last play before this. It got him a bunch of yards.
Yeah, I'll catch up with this on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll know how he did then.
Why Tuesday?
Because that's Hard Knocks Day.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't watch football in the preseason. I just watch Hard Knocks.
Yeah, well, so you're going to know everything about the Browns.
Yeah, I'll actually watch the Texans game tonight because...
Are you going to watch Justin Verlander get his 200th?
No, I feel obligated. I feel like we're going to have to talk Texans tomorrow, so that's what I'll do.
Fine. Be that way. Well, I'm also kind of curious from a Chiefs perspective. Kind of want to see what Patrick Mahomes does.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll get a little time. Because I've heard not good things so far.
Yeah.
But okay, so were you pushing the button for the music or were you not pushing the button for the music, Tyler?
No, I pushed the button for the music, but it was up. I had the wrong one up.
No, that was the right one. That was what I've done is the closing song to the show.
No, I know, but I usually fade it up. I had it all the way up.
I see. I don't know, man. I guess I'm gonna give him a B minus today.
He did all right.
He did all right, but then there were a few little glitches here and there. And see, with 30 seconds left, the music should be playing. You realize that, right? Yeah, it basically starts inside a minute. That's how we know we have a minute left. So I'm gonna maybe drop that to a C plus now, since there's only 30.
Okay.
Yeah. We have Hoffman an A plus. That was pretty good today for a change. Try to be better tomorrow. We will be in studio. We will not be out tomorrow. Initially, we were supposed to be, but we'll be here. So until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.